Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order for the Monday, August 8th, 2011, Taney County Planning Commission meeting. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Randall Cummings, if he called in. Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sean Pinkleton.
Here.
Susan Martin.
Here.
And Rick Therese.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Very good. If you would go ahead and explain the meeting procedures, please.
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is to be Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is to be Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment at today's public hearing, you must sign the sign-in sheet right at the front, right at the table here. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room and address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning and Zoning Commission, not to anyone else in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held 1 week from today's meeting at the same time and place. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the Commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comments shall be taken unless expressly requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case is heard. Thank you.
Okay, very good. We have two items tonight. If you want to go ahead and present the first one, that would be great.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. The first one is case number 2011-19. This is a public hearing for Jake's Lake Storage in the Branson Township. Section 14, Township 22, Range 22. The applicant, Jeff Shaver of Resort Installation Systems, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a storage facility. The history on this is a 4.07-acre site, and it's a portion of Block 22 of Table Rock Acres, known as Jake's Lake. Table Rock Acres was originally planted in 1969, with portions of the subdivision being replatted on a number of occasions. The applicant has described the area as an old pond that had grown up and basically filled with trash. Over a period of time, the area has been cleaned up and the pond has been filled. The current application was approved for concept on July 18, 2011. A general description here, the applicant is proposing to utilize this Jake's Lake area as a storage facility. If approved, the proposed facility would contain 310 storage units within 8 buildings, a greenhouse, a proposed office and living quarters for the manager of the storage facility, an outdoor storage area, and also a separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials. The adjoining property to the north, east, and west is residential, with basically vacant wooded lots within the Table Rock Acres adjoining to the south. The applicant has indicated that a 6-foot-tall fence will be provided around the entire property, which will serve to buffer the development from surrounding residential property and also provide security for the business. The site plan indicates that there's a dry stack rock retaining wall, which will be constructed along the south boundary of the outdoor storage area. Per the provisions of Appendix K of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, RVs or storage parking areas should have security fencing and lighting. Due to the addition of impervious surface, a detention basin has been proposed along the eastern section of the property. However, a stormwater management plan will be needed in order to determine if the detention basin will be sufficient to meet the requirements of the code book. This is the area in question. And like I said, it is my understanding that at one time this was a lake, that area that's been filled. Kind of a closer view of the area here.
orient the commission on the area of the county that this is located in, please.
Okay. Basically, this isn't. This is Highway 165, and it's also not too far. I meant to get a little closer view of exactly where this is, but not too far off of forgetting my road.
Go 165 there before you get to the Fall Creek.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Or right past that car lot, drive back in there.
It's before Point Royale.
I actually know where it's at. I just was making sure everybody did. So it's right there. It's kind of behind Welk. That's Welk on the south side of that, right?
Welk would be to the west, southwest.
Yeah. What is the very north up there? Is that, that's not Chastain's RV Park right there, is it? What is
that? That's just residential.
All the way in the very, very north?
Uh-huh.
That right there?
It's all residential.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much all residential around it.
Most of it are mobiles. Some of them are mobiles.
And then just a closer view of the site. In the site plan, you can see this area here is basically proposed to be an outdoor storage area. You've got a number of storage units here. Basically, there'd be a drive both in and out in this area. These lots on this side, if I remember it correctly, are all basically vacant lots right now. And we've got a detention basin shown here. There's actually kind of an area right now that looks like it serves as detention. In reviewing this, and I just wanted to bring this up, I found really early on that basically the development guidance code is a little bit contradictory when it comes to buffering.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Per the provisions of 6.1.3, it basically says that required buffering shall be a minimum of 25 feet in width and may consist of existing indigenous plant material left in the undisturbed state. The use of a wall or fence as part of the buffer is an option, but will not reduce the required minimum width. The Planning Commission will establish any buffers that are wider than the minimum 25 feet during the Division 3 process. However, when I looked into this a little further, then per the provisions of Table J2, it speaks to a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer is required between a commercial use and adjoining residences. So there is actually one area that speaks to a 25-foot wide buffer. There's another that speaks to a 40. The applicant has indicated that a 6-foot tall fence will be provided around the property. The staff's basically recommending that we look at an opaque fence or privacy-type fencing utilized in conjunction with a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer, which could basically be provided along the northeast and west property lines. And, of course, there are no existing residences to the south. It's basically all vacant property to the south. The applicant is proposing to construct a 20-foot wide access road with two access points off of Quebec Drive. The proposed office and living quarters will be served by a central water district and central sewer. The project received a score of -1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 53. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, waste disposal service, and use compatibility.
You know, it's rare when anybody receives a score. I don't know what the scoring system is, but we look at these every month, and it's rare when anybody receives a score over 10.
Oh, I know that.
So,
In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Of course, first off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for a stormwater management plan. Secondly, compliance letters from fire, sewer, and water districts, if applicable. Third, the staff's recommending opaque fencing and a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer meeting the requirements of Appendix J shall be established along the north, east, and west property lines. Fourth, the outside storage area shall have security fencing and lighting. Fifth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Sixth, the decision is subject to existing easements. 7 Division 2 permits, of course, will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 8, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. You got a video for us to look at?
Sorry.
It's okay. No problem.
About forgot here, to be completely honest with you. And just did a fairly quick video here.
That's good.
Just wanted to do, kind of walked into the site here. These are, and I just tried to give you kind of a 360. These are the closest residences to the north, just right along this area. And sorry about that. I couldn't remember which way I which way I turned here. And then, of course, the south side is basically vacant wooded lots, so there's really not a great deal, you know, that needs to be buffered on this side. And then essentially did a 360 around the whole site here.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. We have three people signed up to speak. The first one, as you know, Eddie, what we're having you do is you start. That way it may answer some questions that some other folks have, and then we'll have you come up again at the end if there's some other questions. So, Eddie Wolf? No.
We forgot.
Yeah, took it away from me.
Sorry.
The reason those lots are vacant on the south side is because he owns all those. You know, Jeff Shaver owns all of those there along that south side. Now, the deal about the vegetative buffer in there, right now there is no vegetation in there. And if you look at that drawing to put a vegetative buffer of 25 foot in there, it's right down the existing sewer line easements that the county's got. So if you put something in there, vegetative-wise, and they go into work on the sewer line, it's going to leave. And I think it's sufficient in that area there if he puts a privacy fence in. You know, he can put it in where it's out of the easement, but the sewer district doesn't want anything in their easement as far, you know, like that. Okay. That's the only objection I got to that is it's useless.
Are you talking about on the south side?
Basically on the north side, up along the residence up there. Right through there, there's sewers run all the way through there that the county has put in, and they're kind of encompassed in the road and out of the road all the way through there along those residences. They serve all of those existing houses.
Well, Eddie, the best way to, I know we have done, and I know you know better than, or as much as us, that in the past we have done exactly what would like to be done here, according to what you're talking about, is put up a fence in lieu of, and we've done that several times, but
that's kind of been the policy in the past.
It has, but looking at, we got to follow.
Oh, I know
what we said we're going to do.
Yeah,
and
but the thing is, in this case here, if you put it in there, you know, the sewer district, if they go in there to work on anything or a service, it's just going to get destroyed.
I get what you're saying there, but I don't think that we can go against our own code book. The Board of Adjustment can.
Right.
But that puts you behind. We talked about that last week, trying to figure out a way so we could keep from putting you guys behind on something we're trying to hold our own feet to the fire and follow.
Oh, I understand.
Now that we've found an issue with the code book, we're like, well, we can't really do that. You know, normally what we would probably do if it was approved, like we've done in others, is require the privacy fence in lieu of the vegetative buffer. But that's not written anywhere in our code book that we can do that.
No. It's just good policy. Like I was talking Bob there on the phone, we discussed it too, and he said he'd talk to you.
Yeah.
And this is going to kind of come up on both of these.
Yeah.
And it's been to where, you know, in the past, it has been done as a policy, not the code book, but policy and everything. And so, you know, I don't know, can the board recommend anything to the Board of Adjustment, so you could go get something like that, or I've never approached the Board of Adjustment about getting a variance on something like that, because it's not an error of the code.
Because
by their bylaws,
Ray, we had something come up just like that, and we did that, didn't we?
we had an issue, remember?
Yeah.
Where is that? Now, we sent them to the, as I remember,
we did.
Sent them to the Board of Adjustments first.
We did.
And then they came back with approval from the Board of Adjustments.
Right. I think it was kind of as a request that we sent them to you to look at.
Yeah.
Since, and then that well, is I mean, the way we went about it. But that is going to put you behind.
Well, I don't think either one, the developer here or the one on the next one, is real gung-ho to start.
Okay.
You know, where
I really think before we can vote on it, and this will also go for anybody that's out here that has some interest in it.
You don't think you could approve it with that condition and then go to the Board of Adjustment? That's what it's been done in the past that way.
I think,
of course, I knew Eddie. We'd always went to the Board of Adjustment.
We have. That's what we've been doing lately, especially, is the couple that we've had come up with, we've asked them to go to the Board of Adjustment first. We wanted to go ahead and hear the public hearing tonight. Uh-huh. You already had it scheduled. Obviously, some folks knew about it.
All you had to do is just come back for the final vote.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we wanted to go ahead and do the public hearing for this,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we've done it. We just did it
yeah.
on one. But now that we found this, we just really, we can't. Now that we
well, I understand. The book's a book. If you're trying to go buy
yeah,
it,
we are
go buy it.
You know, we're hoping to fix some things like that. So it
the
is consistent.
The book says this one place and says this
exactly.
place.
We used
yeah.
to,
you know. So
yeah, we did in the past.
But I
yeah, we haven't though.
Oh, probably, I did. I mean, when I was on yeah. here before, I've been off 3 or 4 years, but we did before on a regular basis because we couldn't meet the code, and we just sent it on to the Board of Adjustments with a recommendation that we thought it would. Should be approved, which that's all it is a recommendation, but you may have done it different in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, you still have to turn around and vote on it again after it comes back from the Board of Adjustment.
They've been done so many ways through the years, it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like I made one of our commissioners real mad because he asked me about something, and I said, well, I've seen it done both ways.
Yeah.
They've been done a lot of ways.
I think what we need to do is have you go to the Board of Adjustment okay. and ask for that request and then come back to us for a final vote, but we're going to hear this from all the public tonight and get that part, and then what will be left to do is just the final vote.
Right.
And when if you've got some questions, we'll make sure. I know there's a couple of folks here for that. If you've got some questions about that, we'll make sure and clear it up so you understand what we're talking about.
Well, and just to ask, I mean, just to throw this out there, is there any way on this site, with this being as large a site as it is, I mean, is there any way of getting the 25 feet in here outside?
Probably in that corner you could, but when you come on to the southwest and to the east along
yeah.
the property lines, see the sewer line in there.
Yeah, it's, that's right.
There's part of it within 7 or 8 feet of that line. And then some of it's maybe 15, 16 feet.
Well, and even though the south side, there are no homes on it, it is residential. It's zoned as residential.
Yeah.
And so we would have to have, I'm sure you're going to have fencing anyway around the whole thing. But
well, they're going to secure it. Because his plan is, I had addressed this with you, he's wanting to put living quarters there and have somebody on the site 24/7, basically, is what he's wanting to do. And, in there because it is in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah.
And wants, you know, so it will be fenced in with security gates and everything.
Yeah.
That's what he's wanting to do in there. And it was basically just an old area that was platted in there by Harold Epps in 69 in there. It just kind of one of them areas where it's a mosquito pit and willow trees growed up and the old lake filled up and people start throwing junk in it. And that's kind of what you had out there before you went in and cleaned it out.
What is the water situation? When I went out to look at it, I was a little concerned that of the water retention on there. Is he going to put a disclaimer in his leases that there is a possibility this could flood? And
no, he's. If you've seen what was underneath the rock, there's piping underneath it right now that collects the water. There's three drainage areas that come into this up above. And he's actually placed pipe underground, big pipe, that will collect all this water and bring it to that detention pond. Now, it will have to be graded when they build the buildings to where the water, you know, the buildings are going to set up.
Yeah.
They're not going to be at the pad elevation you're looking at.
Because that detention pond is not, I mean, if we have rains like we did back in April
right.
and May, that detention pond
but
is
what, not. But what I want to make you understand is that's where it's going to go, but it's not sized. What he's done is brought material in there and placed it. So when the engineer actually sizes it, it will get larger. And that the reason we're putting it right there is back, I think Jeff told me 4 or 5 years ago, the county had a problem with the culvert that was underneath the road. And he worked with the county there to where they put the bigger culvert in to help the drainage underneath the road where it wouldn't pond and everything. But that's where it plans on being, and it'll probably be three times that big you know, I didn't know what size to make it until the engineer looks at it.
And is that going to be asphalt or is it going to be gravel?
I think he was going to leave it gravel where it will penetrate because basically that whole thing is filled with shot rock is what it is. So it will, water's going to go down in it in there. But there'll be a lot of rooftop in there too. But because he's going to have to deal with the drainage of those three areas that drain in there too. They're not big, but they are small drainage areas.
Yeah, but I mean, if we have water like we did back this spring, there's a possibility those people's scorching, it could flood.
Possibility, okay. You know, if he raises them up a foot or two, I doubt it is bigger areas it is to scatter out in, mm-hmm. in there.
Is there adequate room on the south side there for the drainage to get past, or what's the... It's showing that road area coming right over there, border lining the lots there, Eddie.
And yeah, the only pipe...
I don't have anything show me grade there.
Yeah, the only place that there's a pipe underneath the main road is right there where the detention area is shown on that drawing. The county's got a big pipe right there. That's what brings that whole layer. Everything else does not have any little drainage underneath.
Okay, there's not any ditching or anything particularly on the road then. It's just going to be a...
Basically, the road was used for the dam of the lake.
Well, I know how it lays out. I mean,
yeah. You know,
been over there a time or two.
Developed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said something about storing RVs. There's a ridge up there. Is he going to store the RVs on top of these vacant lots up there? Is that
going to be? Where we're showing that wall right there, uh-huh. That's that rock cut when you go out there and look at it. Mm-hmm. And everything will be in the flat bottom area.
Okay.
That's what it'll be.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
That's all I got, unless you got specific questions or something.
Anything else for now? Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. Rod Sparks.
Can we go back to the one that shows the aerial view?
Is that far enough, Rod, or do you need one farther out?
Can you zoom in farther than that?
Uh-uh.
No, unfortunately, it's just a...
Can I walk up to it?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's my house. Right there.
Okay.
They said that pond was full of trash. It wasn't. I cleaned it up 3 times a year. You know, I cleaned it up, you know, because it was horrible looking sometimes. You know, when we first moved there to that house. And he didn't put any pipes in there that I've seen.
There's pipes there.
But where they got, where all the gravel is right now, all through here, you fill all this in with big rocks. That's where they're dumping all the slurry that's coming off the, or the stuff they're pumping out, you know, they're drilling for the gas lines. They're filling all that up right there. That whole part right there coming up that retention pond for that spot where the water's going to go down. And they're just dumping that stuff right there with rocks, so it's filling that up.
Okay.
I'm worried about, you know, him bringing that up high enough where it's going to flood my house.
Okay. So you're...
And his fence. Do you see where the yellow line is?
Mm-hmm. That yellow line may be off, by the way.
I don't have the backyard.
Yeah, that yellow line could be off a little bit.
He was going to sell me, like, he was going to straighten it up where it could come back here, you know, and straighten up my house with the lot and change his mind on that, so did Harold.
Okay.
How's the elevation with your house? How will it compare with the elevation of the proposed storage facility?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. How high is he going to bring that up? He said he's going to put a blacktop roof in there.
Those are questions we can ask. We'll ask Cavetti. I mean, you want to know what the final elevation being compared to your house is. I mean, he may not have the exact number, but an idea.
I got the lowest house right there.
And it sounds like the impervious cover there is not going to be blacktop, unless he's just talking about the road that goes through.
Yeah, Jeff told me he's going to have that road blacktop.
Okay, maybe, but not the whole parking area is what I... We'll ask him when he gets...
Okay.
Did you understand what we were talking about with the fencing? I just want to make sure, because I know you're here.
He told me he was going to put up a 10-foot chain link fence right on the property line.
Okay.
All the way through there.
We are talking about fencing. I don't know if we would require that anything that high. Generally, we require about 6 foot. But it also has to have privacy slats through it.
Right, and then you have the vegetative buffer, you said?
In the past, what we've done is, in lieu of vegetative buffer, sometimes we've allowed of a nice privacy fence to protect the neighbors, you know, from seeing it.
Right.
We have found in our code book that that doesn't match what we've been doing. So that's why we suggested he go to the Board of Adjustment, which when something doesn't match, they can ask for that request and then have him come back. That's what we were talking about earlier. I just want to make sure you understood why we probably won't vote on that next week.
Well, he told me he was going to move on those big metal storage containers. He said he was going to put some of those in there, too.
Well, I don't think that's in the request, but we'll ask. The items that are requested is all that they can put in. Now, I've got a question about the separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials, but we'll ask those questions.
Okay, that's all commercial.
Are you writing that down?
Commercial stuff there on that lot?
What? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
You can turn that into a commercial area?
Well, that's what the request is, to turn it into a commercial area, but it's very specific. What they're asking to do is to contain 310 storage units with 8 buildings, a greenhouse, a proposed office and living quarters for the manager of the storage facility, an outdoor storage area like for the RVs, and also a separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials, and that's all the request is for.
I bet people are going to come to my house asking about it, too. Storage?
Because I'm right there
on that fence. They're going to think I'm the owner.
Yeah. So.
That's my concern.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you. Shirley Sparks.
That was designated as a wetlands, I heard, from someone that's lived there 25 years, that area. And all the water from the hills drain off into that lower. And they filled it all in. And is it going to drain good now?
Okay.
And I'm concerned about a commercial business being there.
Okay.
And are they going to get permits to have a commercial business?
That's what they're here for now.
And is DNR included in this?
All of our compliance letters. We require all of the compliance letters from all of the appropriate entities, which includes... Which may or may, I don't know if it includes DNR in this case.
It's from Fire, Sewer, and Water District.
Fire, Sewer, and Water.
The main time they would require something is primarily if there's going to be grading over an acre.
Okay. So there may not be, so DNR may not be.
There because may not of, realistically be right.
Since there's not grading over an acre.
Anything for them to really look at if there's not grading over an acre.
Okay.
And I have a property close by, and I've got a sewer line running across my property, and I'm required to stay 7.5 feet on either side of that sewer line. Now, are they going to be able to do that?
I will make sure. I couldn't hardly see the drawing up there, but I'm pretty sure he stays outside of those easements.
They cannot build over a sewer line. They can't put anything on top.
I'm pretty sure where I saw that sewer line, there wasn't anything over it.
Yeah, but you can't put a structure. You can blacktop it.
But you can't fence it off, can you?
Sure.
Yeah.
As long as there's access for them to work on something. Same mm-hmm. for any utility easement.
Yeah, as long as you don't.
You just can't put a permanent structure over it.
Okay. It has been used as when it rains hard, it collects there, and then it runs out of the pipe. But if they filled it all in, which they have, they put blacktop, all kinds of rock, everything in there. And it hasn't been small rocks, it's been huge ones. And they filled in the drainage ditch that they had there.
Okay. Thank you. I know we had some folks come in late. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sign up if you want to speak on either one of those items tonight. Jake's Lake Storage is the one we're talking about now. And we have Besser Corner. Those are the two. Does anybody want to sign up to speak for this one?
No.
Besser Corner?
I've got a question for Eddie. Can you tell us how much they're going to change the elevation? I know that really hadn't been decided, but I mean,
the elevation is there right now is the way it's going to stay.
And how does it compare to the houses in this man's backyard?
All the houses are uphill.
That's the way it looked in the picture in the... But you can't really tell.
Basically, the site setting at the elevation that the county let the top of the manholes in there
on the
natural
sewer.
Ground grade.
Right.
And that's mm-hmm. so the they're kind of around the side of the perimeter of it, and what they've done is filled up the hollow.
To that.
Yeah. So, you know.
In your estimation, which way is the water going to run?
It'll run the same place it always did. It won't change the course of the water.
Right.
If I remember correctly, Eddie, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but won't the water in the elevation on the water, if they don't fill high, much higher than the, than where the highway goes across the lower end, it's been a while since I've been over there, but the water in that area there would cross the highway and flood and go that way.
It's actually
it
got
go
a little bit
gentleman's
of
house, wouldn't it?
It's actually graded where there's a little bit of tilt where everything would go toward the. In other words, here's the road. Of course, it fans out where it's about that elevation, mm-hmm. but it's actually sloped a little bit back toward the culvert. So the water's going to still go down. It'll scatter out because it's a flat in there,
mm-hmm.
but it will still end up at the pipe.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So
and the requirements as far as we require with them handling stormwater runoff is that there's when the project is finished, there's no more stormwater runoff than there was when it was when it began.
Exactly.
At the very least.
That you're exactly correct, that it doesn't increase the velocity or basically the amount of water.
Your only increase would be the roof would create a little bit more.
And the retention pond should cure that.
Could take care of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the retention pond's built to where it won't release any more than what it would naturally.
Right.
I mean, I know we didn't specifically, you kind of covered it all in the guidance code, but I just wanted to bring that up since that was one of the concerns.
Yeah.
That we do look at that in stormwater runoff. Stormwater runoff.
Now, Eddie, I got one question for you there. Do you know on the original, I don't know if there's covenants or anything like covenants on this or not, but why was that set aside and not made in the lots to begin with? Was that supposed to be a park or something? Or do you know?
It was just, on the plat, it's labeled as Jake's Lake. That's what it's labeled as. And with the age of, I'm sure there probably is covenants, but with them being in 69 after 20 years and not readopting them, they're null and void.
In that time and period when that was done, and it was done in other developments also, it was called a green area because it wasn't suitable for development. People didn't want to spend the money to develop it, so they left it, donated it to the development in many cases, and they called it a green area.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way it's labeled on the plat is Jake's Lake.
And as far as covenants go, we actually don't. That's a civil matter when it comes to covenants. When we look at our code, I mean, if there are things that I am correct in that, right?
Yes.
Okay, that those would be, a, if, I mean, if somebody wants to pursue something
that
comes.
I got that
right.
To begin with.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that, Rick. I just
was it was just too rough a land to develop to begin with.
Yeah, it was just, you know, back then, they'd done the cream of the property.
Wasn't cost efficient.
Now, today, there'd be condos built on the bottom of it if it was developed today.
The money's right.
That's right.
Okay. Do we have some of the questions, I think? That we were going to try to get answered.
He asked about the metal storage retainers on site.
There's, to best of my knowledge, there's not going to be anything except what we requested.
Yeah, that's not in there anywhere unless I missed
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
So he couldn't do that. He couldn't move those over there?
No.
Okay. They have to be made out of wood or something like that?
It's actually very specific. It's 300 storage units within 8 buildings, a greenhouse, a proposed office, and living quarters for the manager of the storage facility, an outdoor storage area like for the RVs.
See the
and then a separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials. There's not going to be a retail business there for landscape materials. That was the one question I had. Why?
No, they may raise some flowers there or something like that, but they'll have materials there. So on the original proposal I drew for him, in there we had a greenhouse.
So the greenhouse, though, is that a retail establishment? I mean, that's something we need to make sure we're clear on just so we know.
There'll be a greenhouse there. The plants would be raised in.
Uh-huh.
They will not be sold there. They will be distributed to other places.
Right, okay, so it's not a retail establishment. Okay, because that's a different, you know, that's a different.
Right, agricultural.
So, yeah, let's go there.
Oh, that changes zoning now.
Yeah, man,
change it. Yeah. But the big buildings, and this may be where the gentleman's getting mixed up. He already owns those buildings. They are bought. And they've had them for several years, the three big buildings.
Uh-huh.
And he's got them at another site ready to haul in to construct. And, but those, you know, he's already bought those buildings. He was going to put them on another site and never did. And maybe that's where the gentleman's getting mixed up about
metal buildings.
They have never been put up, or been put up and taken down.
They have never been put up. They're a brand new building.
Okay. And again, that really doesn't matter on our
decision.
And I'll
tell you where they come from. It's on 165, where his brother, Gary Schaefer's got the quarry. Originally, some of you was here when that came through, and we had all the discussion about that he had six of these buildings bought that size he was going to put on top of that hill. And so Gary and his brother, they had bought these together, so he's getting those three out of the six of his own to put on this site. That's where they're coming from. And they've been sitting there that long. They're just brand new buildings, never been constructed.
Okay.
I remember that case very well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It got a little political.
Yeah.
It's election year.
Is that while I was gone?
We weren't that lucky to get elected.
Dang,
none of that stuff. We talked about did you ask the question about the elevation, mm-hmm. the final elevation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since it's like it is now, and the retaining pond should take care of any kind of water runoff that is a major concern.
If it didn't flood back in the spring, we had 15 inches. It never will.
It ain't going to flood now.
Not unless we get 25 inches in 3 days.
Well, the retaining pond, the engineer should take some of that under consideration.
They're designed, I think, in a 25-year storm or a 50-year storm.
Yeah.
It's not a real heavy design, but that's what it takes care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to Besser Corner.
This is case number 2011-20. This is the public hearing for Besser Corner in the Scott Township, Section 2, Township 22, Range 21. The applicant, Randy Besser, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a facility to be utilized for light commercial office uses. He just listed some examples, such as a real estate office and beauty shop. The history on the site, this is a 1.07-acre site, which consists of lots 3, 4, and 5 of the Country Club Heights subdivision. Country Club Heights was originally platted in 1959, with portions of the subdivision being platted and replatted in 1967. The current application was approved for concept on July 18, 2011. A general description, Lot 5 of Country Club Heights contains an existing 4,697-square-foot commercial building, with a proposed 8,070-square-foot commercial building being proposed on lots 4 and 5. Lots 4 and 5 are currently vacant. The adjoining property to the immediate north, south, and west is residential, with the existing commercial building being located immediately to the east. And there's also some additional commercial development further to the west on 76 as well. The property immediately to the north, this area here, this is actually patio homes or duplex type homes. And then this is the site plan. This is the existing commercial building. We've got the new proposed 8,000 square foot building here with essentially shared parking between the two facilities, or all the facilities here. Basically reviewing this, of course, we have some of the same issues with the buffering. In here it states that a landscape buffer is required between any residential land use, whether those uses are single family or two family, or any other residential land use, and any non-residential land use, such as commercial or industrial, but not agricultural. Per the provisions of 6.1.3 of the Development Guidance Code, the required buffer shall be a minimum of 25 feet, and then it does speak to being able to use a wall or fence as part of that buffering. And then we've, of course, got the same issue with the 40 feet. Like I said, the applicant is proposing joint parking facilities containing a total of 29 parking spaces to be utilized by both the proposed commercial building and the existing commercial structure immediately to the east, meeting the requirements of Table K1 of the Guidance Code. Per the provisions of Table K, a total of approximately 27 spaces would be required for the proposed 8,000-square-foot building, basically with one space being required for each employee in that existing building. The applicant is proposing to utilize two paved access points off of State Highway 76, and they have provided an approval letter from MoDOT on that. The proposed commercial or office building will be served by a public water supply, public water supply district number 2, and the Taney County Regional Sewer System. The project received a score of negative 2 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 45. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, waste disposal commitment, use compatibility, and building bulk and scale and traffic. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission.
Is anything different?
Let's go over those if we can.
The only thing that's different, of course, is just that no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials,
okay.
Because on the other proposal they were specifically requesting outdoor storage. So
okay.
Everything
Does anybody
else
want to see the rest of those, or you understand?
No. Yeah, everything else is okay. Basically the same.
All right.
So.
Very good. Okay.
And we'll show
Eddie,
the video.
You're the guy again.
No, we're just asking for commercial use. You doing there for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the video.
And
okay.
It's pretty quick. It's pretty brief. We just do a quick 360 of the site. The existing commercial building, we're kind of standing about where the existing commercial building is. There's the site in question.
There's a White River Power Line.
That's a long whole back side there.
Yeah.
Don't do a good job.
And we just do a
there's just fine.
A quick pan all the way around.
Those are telephone lines. They're perfectly within reason.
Mm-hmm.
They just were really big.
Yeah.
And they look lower than that.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this again. Sorry, Eddie.
Okay, hey, well, this one here, there's an existing wood fence already constructed along the whole backside
and
completely.
It goes along that whole back side here, like you
it's
said.
Like a six-foot board fence.
Saw it in the video.
Did the neighbors put that up, or did he put that up?
He put it up.
Yeah, he actually.
Okay.
And so we've got the same thing, basically, as we had on the other one. I mean.
Well, I think, and I'll explain to the folks that are here tonight so they understand, we probably won't vote on that next week because we're going to ask you to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
Because of. The request doesn't match our code. Even though we've done it in the past, we didn't realize it didn't match our code.
Two or three months ago, you'd voted on it and not worried about
it. Well, exactly. But once we found that there was an issue, I can't.
Well, we understand. You know, there's no use even arguing about it or anything. It ain't going to make any difference anyhow.
So, you know, the first thing to do is to go to the Board of Adjustment and ask them
okay.
for that variance, and then come back and we'll vote on it. And I'll make sure that everybody here understands that before
right.
we're done. But
we're... To get back to this, all we're asking for in here is just light commercial, you know, beauty shop, real estate office, something like that, maybe a sandwich shop or something, you know, just small light commercials. What we're asking be put in that building.
And the new does the existing building have something? I can't remember. It used
it's
to
got the
like
sign.
A sign shop, wasn't it, or something?
We did car restoration for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you?
Uses.
Are is that included
exactly
in the request, or you
it,
just?
It'll stay exactly as is.
Okay, so the new stuff is what we're talking about here.
That's all we're talking about is that.
Okay.
And there was an old house there on that one lot. It's been taken out of there. Holcombs used to live there at one time. I went to school with them. And the old house is in bad shape. He's cleaned it up out there where it looks a lot better than what it did. It's all brushed up. And
okay.
The old house there. And there's sewer on the property and water on the property. So, I mean, it's just... You know, we're just asking for the approval to
build a house
building.
Back on this far corner.
It's on the west side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
in there.
It's right here.
There. I mean, you can see it very well from
uh-huh.
the vacant lot, so the buffering would have to go back over in that area as well.
Yeah, there's not a board fence along that line
yeah.
that there is along the other.
Well, what about the east side?
The east side.
Is that
there,
the east side's this
no.
up against that commercial building?
So actually, the commercial building is not part of the request. What we're requesting is...
That's three lots, the other three? Or is five not supposed to be in there?
There's two lots.
That shouldn't be part of it.
I mean, are you requesting lot three, four, and five, or just the two lots?
We want only where the new building exists.
Which two lots are those?
There's three lots.
Uh-huh. Three, four, and five, uh-huh. And then yeah, okay, the other one is another.
Okay.
Right
there. Okay. Yeah. It's existing.
All right, yeah. Thanks. That helps some. All right.
Well, one thing, just to throw this out there, I mean, and I didn't even know if this was feasible. I know the distance between the back property line and the building varies. At the closest point, it's like 14 point something feet. Mm-hmm. Is there any way of getting the 25-foot buffer in?
Not unless you cut the building size down, for the simple fact is there's only so much room there.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just look at typical development. Where's electric going to go? Behind the building.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they'll put it.
Yeah.
White River will go right through there. They always follow the back lines on that like that. So in another case, like we had sewer on the other one, we'll have electric on this one.
Yeah, right now. Well, right now, and in front. Isn't that?
Well, there's actually a pole line out there right now that kind of cuts right through the property. That'll have to be moved.
Yeah, there's over
really?
Overhead here.
It's just an old single-phase line that's been there forever. And
so that's not that three-phase line that has that telephone and stuff on it that we were looking at?
That's a little single-phase going through there.
No, it's not. That's a three-phase. That's a three-phase line.
They had no easement to go across there, but they went across there anyway.
That's
for him to fight with.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
That's their fight.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know, but... Yeah. You can't be building buildings in their easement.
Oh, I know.
And
White River doesn't have easements on 90% of their lines.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
That's for the developer and electric company to worry about.
Exactly. But when we're looking at it, we're going to make sure there's no buildings inside of that. Okay.
And I'm sure White River's not going to let one go up unless they're satisfied, too.
I'm certain of that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That was a concern where Bob pointed that out, is to if we do stick with the 25... foot buffering, it's not going to work back there.
Well, it's just a case, we go to the Board of Adjustment and we ask, and they either say yes or no.
That's right. I mean, that's where he'll have to ask, and then it just depends on how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't vary it at all.
Sure, unless the building can be moved forward.
And I don't think you'll have enough parking.
Yep.
Then you lose your easement from the building.
That is their option to ask that, and then it's just up to the Board of Adjustment whether they...
Yeah, we can't
and yes, we're going to know one way or the other because just won't vote on it until we come back.
Right, and that's what I want to make sure the folks that are here tonight know why we're going to wait. Yeah. Well, he might. He might move the building. That'd be up to him.
Well, yeah.
That'd be up to them what they do. Right.
So
it makes our job easier.
You get approved to move the building.
Yeah.
Pretty shorten them up.
Yeah.
Because there's easement in the front that I'll bet you is close.
Right.
Unless you couldn't even move parking to the rear.
Freddie?
There's not room.
Uh-huh. Anything else, Freddie?
No, but I've got a question for discuss later.
Okay. About this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we can discuss it now.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I need to reread the things on this, but I've dealt with this for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
And you have this 25-foot buffer. It gets approved. It goes in. And people get tired of the snakes and the rats and stuff and the buffer, and they clean it up, and it's all gone. So we started doing the fencing thing in lieu of. Now, I don't know how it's worded. Well, if they meet the buffering thing, will we still have the ability to create a fence? Now, I know we had certain cases where we said the buffering has to be enhanced and plant more stuff on this. But it looks to me like if by following the guidelines that we're looking at now, that we couldn't force anybody to make a fence. Now, am I thinking wrong?
No, I think what we need to do as a commission, and I talked to, it's funny you bring that up.
I agree.
One of the things that I talked to Bob about is we need to have a session. We just have to give the public enough time if they want to come and talk about
codes. Like I said, I've
codes.
Been on this for a good many years. It's been discussed every year I was on it.
Well, we need to have a session to
make those changes so we can cover exactly what you just talked about, send it to the county commission and then make those changes if they choose to do so. But actually send it, not just talk about it, but send it.
I'm not questioning Mr. Ashley's definition of this. It's there. But, like I say, it looks to me like if they do meet the buffering requirements, then we couldn't require a fence.
That's why we want.
They would not be required to do fencing.
We are going. That's one of the things we're certainly going to discuss and try to fix. So we have that ability if we choose to do that.
And the bad part is, if it goes to vegetative buffer, who's going to enforce it?
Exactly. So,
exactly right. Oh, I've seen lots of them. They're mowing it.
And our goal, when it's up against residential, is to do the best to buffer it from residential for the residential's
benefit. The thought is good.
Benefit.
Yeah. The thought is great.
So,
rather than fence.
Many times.
Yeah, we're certainly going to bring that up and try to make those changes to where it's beneficial for the citizens of Stanton County to do that.
The fence actually does more than the vegetative buffer does.
And it's come up before.
But it's not in there
now. You have a natural grasslands there.
Yeah.
And can you require them to do a buffer? Yes, we have in the past. We've required them to plant trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get the project approved and those trees disappear.
Yeah. So those are all things that we are going to discuss. But we just, of course, we can't do anything officially
like
on them until
says,
we
it's
actually.
It's a matter of enforcement, too, then, after a while.
We have to give so much public notice to actually, you know that.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
February?
No, we actually, you know, the funny thing, we don't have to do it. We've set aside a meeting in February to do it, but we can actually do it other times of the year also.
Well, I understand that, but I didn't know what the plans were.
We're going to do it before February.
We're hopeful to do it fairly quickly.
As soon as I asked Mr. Ashley to post it and get it on our meeting as soon as we could get it within our time frame. Because there's a couple more things we want to discuss again, like duplexes and issues like that have never got solved.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Am I right or wrong, Bonnie? It'd be 2 months before they could actually hear it the way, or would it be three?
Well, your deadline for Board of Adjustment for September is, I believe, the 27th of August.
For September. So it would actually be October before they could vote.
Right.
It falls in their.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
2 months.
Yes. We tried. There was no way to get that around there so we could at least get an answer from the Board of Adjustments to work on it ahead of time.
17th of October, when they would have the regular meeting unless you wanted to vote on it at your public hearing, the 11th.
And I did ask about
which
that.
I think we talked
about doing that to expedite it a little bit. It was an extra week. The main thing is just making sure that the public knows that. I mean, tonight's the night for them to speak.
Right.
You know, but still, I know some folks
might
want to be here that night.
The Board of Adjustments did give us a blessing. Then you just vote on it a week early.
Yeah, whether we just because they give you their blessing, of course, doesn't guarantee that we're going to vote yes. But
right.
But we would vote on.
But it enhances that chance.
It
should.
It enhances the chance of your request for what you want to change. So,
Okay.
For what you're requesting to change from our code.
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thanks. Melissa Ford. They're very well behaved, by the way.
Oh, so far. I live in Heritage Estates, which is right across the street from the current building. We have a couple of concerns. Currently it's the only business that's there. It's surrounded completely by our homes. And we are concerned that it will invite more traffic around our homes, especially with the two driveways becoming a turnaround spot, because people tend to get out that far and realize that they've passed Holiday Hills and turn around and go back. One of our other concerns is the commercial deliveries that would occur, again, more traffic, noise in the area. We currently have, garage mechanic air tools with the present business, and so we're concerned more about the additional noise that we might have. And we're also concerned about the types of businesses that would go in there. You mentioned the sandwich shop, beauty shop, realtors. All those tend to have people that visit after 5 p.m., which would be the time that my family is home and outside and playing And so that is one of our concerns. And just nighttime businesses that don't have security tend to attract burglars and crime, and so we're concerned about that too. And then you touched on the buffer, if it were brush or landscaped, but I guess that doesn't really affect me because I'm across the highway. So, but that's my concern. And Sunfest isn't very far away, and there's a lot of vacant buildings and or properties in, up there for rent that aren't filled up, so I don't see the need for another strip mall down in that section of town. Well, not even town, actually. So, but anyway, so I would see them as buildings that would sit vacant, but so that's all I have.
Okay. So hours of operation?
Yes, hours of operation, because we wouldn't know exactly what businesses would be in there.
Okay. Okay. Was a concern in security. Mm-hmm. And
traffic.
Additional traffic.
Traffic. The one thing I didn't understand about that is the way I'm looking at this, there's not an entrance from the residential. There are separate entrances right on the Highway 76 mm-hmm. that you've proposed for your stuff. So those as far as turnarounds go.
Those two entrances shown off of Highway 76 there are existing in place of 3x8.
Okay. Those are the only two entrances that will be. That are proposed for that commercial building?
Correct.
Okay.
Your concern is, like, if somebody goes flying by Thousand Hills and they got to turn around and go back to the golf course or something, that's what you're thinking?
Right.
They use that property
they
for a turnaround.
Turn around in that parking lot and just the added traffic of people going to businesses in that area. Beauty shops are frequently open after 5. Realtors, show people homes after 5. Sandwich shop, Subway is open till 10. We couldn't really have no one can say if Subway would go in there or they would certainly probably be able to. So that's our concern.
Okay. Thank you.
So we are,
sure. Okay. Thank you. I'm trying to read the last name, Patty. Patty Gromes?
Gromes.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Huh?
Thank you. I guess we all know that 76 is a very, very dangerous highway. We all know that. I guess my concerns is adding more traffic to 76. I do not deprive Mr. Besser any way of making income if that's what he needs to do. I guess my concerns mostly is with the traffic. I guess you all know that Melody Penner was killed just right in that same stretch of ground. I guess my main concerns is that if you would approve this by any chance, is that you would demand a turning lane be put in there with it, that he put that in for the turnoff there. Because I agree with my neighbor that if it does go through, it will incur more traffic at Holiday Hills because someone will miss the turn. So they'll turn and they'll come around through Holiday Hills. They always do. We have a very nice horseshoe drive, and so they use it if they get if they miss their turn. And she has little kids. Little kids do play in the street at Holiday Hills. At Heritage Estates, we drive slow. We know we have kids there. We're all concerned about that. But I am concerned about that stretch of highway because there is a turn right there. There's a straightaway. People do pick up steam. There's a lot of accidents that happen right down there. We turn off to go to the that establishment below the housing development. I think since I've lived there, I probably have witnessed 15 to 17 accidents just occur so fast, and I'm afraid that there will be many more. I think that's my main concern. I know there'll be more noise. I know that. I expect that, but that is with progress. And again, I say I don't deny him the right to make money. But I do, not at the expense of lives, though. So I thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. One thing that I wanted to mention that we were talking about, since you all are here, and generally we have the public hearing in the next Monday, or the next
meeting, which is almost always on Monday unless it's a holiday, we vote on the project. In this particular instance, both of these have came up, some things we have done in the past with substituting privacy fencing for buffering. We have allowed that in the past. To our own mistake on our own code book, we found that through Mr. Ashley's help that we couldn't do that, and we want to follow our own rules. So the only way that they can substitute anybody, not just this particular person, but anybody that wants to substitute something outside of our rules, they have to go to what we call the Board of Adjustment and ask for a variance, and then they come back to us if they are granted the variance, and then we vote on it. That is not a guarantee that it will vote yes. It's just that it guarantees that they could take that variance if we vote yes over what our code book says. So in this instance, we probably will not be voting on this until at the earliest October 11th. They have to go to the Board of Adjustment, request the variance. Whether he gets it or not, he can still come back, but he'll have to make some changes if he wouldn't, because we can't vote against our own code book. And then we could vote on it at that time. We would probably do it October 11th. That would be the date. You could call the office and they could let you know when it gets a little closer. We have that much time, but generally speaking, it's the very next week. And I know you folks are interested in that, so we want to let you know. The 11th's a holiday.
It's Columbus Day, isn't it? October 12th is Columbus Day.
I'm sorry, the 12th, which is a Tuesday. To make it even more confusing. So if we do it a week early, because we are. As Mr. Wolf stated earlier, it is the 11th. Okay, Tuesday, October the 11th. I apologize. Those are sent out through the county. The best thing to do is to give the Planning and Zoning Office a call and ask them what week we're going to vote on that. I know it's a little inconvenient, but we do want to make sure you understand. I hate for you to drive over here all the way next week, and we're not going to vote on that. So that's why I wanted to make sure you all knew we don't have to vote next week, even if we have so much time to deliberate anyway. But generally speaking, we vote the very next week. And so we wanted to let you know that it's going to be a little while because we've asked them to go to ask for the variance. Just a few months ago, if we would have voted for it, we probably would have just required it. But now that we've noticed that we're not in compliance with our own book, it's a big book, that, you know, we're trying to do things the right way. 11th, Tuesday, October the 11th.
They will be notified for the Board of Adjustment hearings.
Yes, you'll be notified for the Board of Adjustment hearings.
Well, you'll get a letter for it, too.
For that.
And we'll post the property also. We'll post a sign on the property for the Board of Adjustment. But this is your notice for the Planning Commission, so that's what we're relying on.
Yeah, right. And really what I'm telling you now is just... I'm just trying to do it for your convenience. It's really not something that's required by our code book, but... I'd want to know if I was sitting out there when we were going to vote on that. I would hate to show up next week and find out we're not doing that. So if you have some other neighbors that are interested, if you don't mind telling them so they know, because that's really the only way.
Just so they know, and I'm not trying to be blunt here, but the Board of Adjustment, all they will hear is strictly for the variance
That's all they hear is the variance. They don't
else there to argue about the project. It will only be that item.
Right, for the fencing, or instead of landscape buffering. That's all they're going to talk about on that. Yeah, because we're actually here to actually hear the project. So, yes, thank you, Eddie. That's a good point. So, because I know a lot of you don't do this very often, and so that's we're just trying to make sure that you understand the process. So, since it's not normally how we do it, but are there any questions about any of that stuff I just talked about? I just want to make sure. I mean, y'all drove over here. I want to make sure you understand it. Okay. All right. I don't know if there were any questions that we needed you to answer on that. I know we leave you for questions at the end. It seems like most of that stuff. Go ahead.
I got a question. What's going in these three buildings? What's the purpose?
Ray, I can't tell you exactly what will go in there. It would be light commercial. Like I said, it could be real estate office, beauty shop, little eating place. You know, just something that we're not talking about any heavy stuff at all. As far as she said about hours of operation, I can't even answer that. I mean, it depends on what goes in there. If it's a real estate office, they'd probably close at 6 o'clock.
It is something we have required in the past. I know you're aware of that, we've set hours of operation.
Say a Subway did go in there, out there, I would think, 8 o'clock would probably be the maximum that they'd be open? Because there's no traffic on that highway after it gets dark, basically.
Well, and just for, you know,
that's something, again, that I know you already know this, but this is for everybody out there.
Yeah.
We have actually set hours of operation before
right.
when there are enough concerns that it seems like it may cause a...
We've normally been notified that what's going in, what the building's going to be used for, on a commercial building.
Well,
a lot of strip malls have just been light commercial. They didn't know the exact tenant.
A strip mall.
Well, I don't know if that's what you want to call it, but that's what I... Yeah.
It's going to be a commercial building. It can be sectioned off, Ray. Like I said, you can have a little office here. It can have something else here, but nothing that's a heavy usage.
This is a commercial endeavor hoping for people to rent the building.
That's correct.
Exactly.
There could even be a guy that builds cabinets that wants to put a phone and a desk in there that could go in there. I mean, you know...
For his retail business.
...work on, but just have a little office, you know, just something that's...
Well, is it going to be compatible with the area? Is it going to be a liquor store or some undesired business in there? That's
I couldn't see that be a liquor store. I mean, we're not asking for a liquor store.
Well, I know. But if we don't have any say on what's going in there, it could be a liquor store.
I mean...
Eddie, basically what you're doing is just like the one out here at the Oremus property where they built it and then...
It ended up a doctor's place.
Yeah, and look for people to come and rent it. That's basically what's happening here. Is that correct? Okay. So you wouldn't have any idea. These are just suggestions of what could go in there.
That's correct. If it was anything that was a higher usage of what I've described, I'm sure they have to come back to the
staff would have to bring that back in front of us.
Uh-huh.
If it was a higher traffic count, then... similar light commercial businesses.
Well, I think we only have one project since I've been on the commission where we've agreed for commercial establishments that we didn't know what was going in there, and that's over here off Reinhardt Road. All the rest of them, to my knowledge, we've known what, been told what was going in the business.
All I ever remember is, well, that like that is a little... basically like a small strip mall like you're talking about here is, you know, unless you've got signed leases with people, it's always been light commercial or...
We've had several of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might have been what you was doing in Florida, but...
Oh, I was probably here. Just forgot that.
But I know what you're saying. We've been very specific about if it's varied in the opinion of staff... over how much traffic and what kind of, then we want to hear it.
What's known as normal operating hours.
Right.
Then it comes back for review.
And traffic, you know, if it's in, because this type of stuff he's talking about is relatively light traffic compared to like a Lowe's, you know, but.
You know, if you took, say you built a building, it's 8,000 square foot, somebody wanted to put a furniture store in there, that would have to come back.
Yeah.
Because that's heavier commercial usage. But.
Okay.
A lot of big.
I mean, that's the best I can explain it, unless Mr. Besser can give a better description. But that's what the intent is.
I got called last week about putting people want to put a. We have this finished it, but want to put a pinball museum out there. Pinball museum, pinball machine museum, starting with pinball machines in the 40s all the way up through.
I hope they don't cause as much trouble as the pool hole did.
The pool hole.
A museum, that means you look at them, you don't play.
Anything else?
I brought them out of the woodwork.
Okay. Thank you.
That'd be a heavy traffic. Both of them. Included or considered light commercial?
It's specified in the code and gives a definitive answer of what. A generalization once in a while, there'll be a business come by that's a little bit different. But yes, there is a definition in the code on that.
So, like, when you 94.
There are some other things that, speaking of a liquor store, and thanks, Benita, for bringing that up there.
Yeah.
There are certain things that restrict where liquor stores can be, and one of those are churches.
Right.
And they have to be outside of 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
And I think you got three of them, probably, from what I understand. They're within 3,000 feet. So there are some things that would restrict certain types of businesses from going there, regardless of how we zoned it.
But once, even if we knew who the intended lessees are, they wouldn't have to come back for a hearing if that person was to move out and a new person was to sign the lease, right?
As long as it's a similar
type of use. If it's a similar use.
Yeah.
as far as traffic count, hours of operation, things like that. If, I mean, if a manufacturer moved in there instead.
In the code, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are, they're not specific. It's hard. It's just too hard to be specific on everything in Taney County like that. But I think it's just heavy or light traffic, and it's the determination of the staff. And they're pretty good at that. I mean, they deal with that every day. So our intent is to try to keep it not just in your area, but any area, compatible with the area, while still allowing growth when possible, make it compatible, you know.
That, regulations?
It is on page 94 of the code book.
Okay.
And that's available online too. Yeah, on the website. If
on taneycounty.org.
Org, yeah.
Yeah.
On page 94.
It's your document. We're working on it still, but it's all of our document. We're in Taney County citizens, so. Do you have anything? The only thing I wanted to bring up, and I kind of mentioned it because you mentioned it earlier, Dave, was we are going to be working on some questions and requests for the county commission. And I'm not even just talking about specifically our code changes, but actually there are some questions that have came up with the commission that we've never got answers for.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure we get answers for them. So relatively soon I'm going to send a letter to the Taney County Commission with all of the questions that all of us have that we need to get answers for.
Well, I think these...
And so I want you all to think about that.
I'm fully aware that the commission has the final say-so on this, on establishing code, but in the past, we've always had a meeting on this thing with the whole commission, if at all possible, and it's discussed and worked on.
That's the February meeting.
Even whenever, if it was done at other times. And I don't know, some of the things that have come up in the past and even require legal counsel on some of the things, because some of the ideas you could put before the people are not exactly legal. I mean, I know we had the thing come up about having porn shops in the county, and I said, well, that's simple. Just ban them. Don't have them. You can't do it. You violate somebody's rights.
Yeah.
And you have to set a definition on it.
Well, and I'm actually talking about two things here. One of them, of course, is our code book changes. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to have so many days so the public can and take public input and all that. But I'm also talking about just issues or questions that you may have for the commission that may have to do with how we operate, for example, the issue with final vote and employees. There are issues out there that really don't require public input that we just need to get answers for. And some of them we've already had the public input on and still haven't got an answer for, which is the duplex issue. We've never got an answer. And so I want to send a letter that has all of our questions, not just mine, and there, and I want a request from them.
I'm not familiar with the duplex. Is this a zero tolerance line on setback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean that's still not resolved?
No. We've tried and tried. And so all I'm going to request of them from us, and it's from us, so I want everybody's, is what date can you answer these on? Yeah. By. Yeah. Okay? I want to put their finger to the fire and say, what date? And so that way we're not bothered. Well, I know. But don't, you know what? You guys are all very talented, and you're all volunteering your time, and the least they can do is give us some answers so we can operate efficiently. That's what I'm after. So,
it's a reasonable request.
I believe it is, too. And so we're going to have some time to talk about some of that next week. So I wanted to give you a heads up. Not things, code book changes. We've got to give more time than that. But other issues, so if you can think of things that you might want to talk about, and make sure we cover with them that are not code book, and then we'll deal with the code book stuff as soon as we can on the other. So that's all I had. Does anybody else have anything else?
You want us to send our questions to Bob or Benita beforehand?
Who wants them?
So we can get them typed up and address
them? Yes. That would be great.
Yeah, either or.
And again, code book changes we'll have to do a separate time. But, I mean, if you've got them, go ahead and send them.
You're just going to have to throw this at the mercy of the commission? There's not going to be any dialogue or any back and forth on it?
For which part?
To the part that you're determining now, this first, is not code book.
No, we're going to dialogue on it. You mean with the commission? We've dialogued.
Well, I understand that, but it sounds like if we just turn them into Bonita and then it goes to the commission.
No. She's turning them into Bonita, so Bonita can then send them out to everybody so you can
ponder them.
Talk about them next week.
Okay, and then we can talk about them next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah, I was muddy for a minute.
I got you. Yeah.
My wife will have to watch the computer.
That's right. A lot of them we've talked about. I mean, I know a couple of you knew and you haven't.
Well, lots of things been talked about.
Yes.
Sometimes it's time for action.
Well, we've sent the requests on. We're just not getting action.
I know that.
So, anyway, we're going to try a little harder.
I'm aware of that. We've just got to keep pushing.
Exactly. That's the goal. Okay. Anything else? All right. Looks like... if nothing else.
What are you looking for?
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion. I got all kinds of motions. We're adjourned.
Thank you. He looks around wildly.
Nobody
Come
wants
on,
to go
somebody
home.
Say it.